Joining me in studio today, we have a couple of members on the commission on the status of women for San Luis Obispo County. We've got Paula Offerhind, who is a vice chair, and Christine Knoffs is the chair of that commission. Ladies, how are you doing today?
Great. Thank you for having us today.
Thank you, Andy, for letting us be here.
You betcha. Tell me a little bit about the commission, the status of women. I know we have two or three topics we're going to talk about today. If people like what they hear, they want to find out more information about it, what do we need to do to have them get in touch with you?
Well, to get in touch with us, they can go to slowomen.org, and that has everything about us and how to call us. And so you can get our phone number is 805-788-3406.
All right. That's 788-3406. Area code 805. We got to put that area code in there now,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, you do.
So tell me a little bit. I know you've got a couple of different things coming up that we want to tell people about. What are we going to talk about first today?
Well, I thought it might be interesting to just give you a brief history of the Commission on the Status of Women.
Okay.
It came about because of President Kennedy. He saw a need for women to be able to be represented and to really look at what were the issues that were affecting women at that time. So in 1961, he formed the commission, and he put Eleanor Roosevelt as the first chair. So we had a great start.
Yeah, a really good start. She's a very highly respected lady.
Yeah. And then in 1975, the women of San Luis Obispo were able to come together and form a commission under the supervisors in San Luis Obispo County. So we've been around since 75.
Nice. Okay. And you do a lot of different work out there. I know that as I walk through the courthouse, I see the wall where you always have a picture of somebody up there that that has done great works for San Luis Obispo County. And I know that's one of the things we're here to talk about today, too, isn't it?
Yeah, our Women's Wall of Fame. It's our sixth annual Women's Wall of Fame, and it's just a wonderful event. It's a way to honor the women inside our county who have gone above and beyond to help the people in our county.
So I know this is the sixth annual Women's Wall of Fame recognition. I know we're looking for nominees right now. Tell me about what you're looking for and what kind of woman that you want to represent the county.
Well, I think one of the best ways to answer that question is to tell you who our winners were last year.
Okay.
We have three specific categories that we look for women within our county who go above and beyond and give beyond the call of duty. And these three categories are business, service, and volunteer. So in our category for business last year, the winner was Liz Lee, and that is with Heart to Heart Real Estate.
Okay.
And so what she does is she gives up to 50% of her commissions back out to the community. So as a real estate agent, that has actually, I think, over $350,000 she has already donated back within to San Luis Obispo County.
So that's sizable then.
That is sizable, yeah. That was our winner in the category of business. For the category of volunteer was Nancy Fiske, and Nancy has been a resident of the county for a long time, and many people know who Nancy Fiske is. She has been within local organizations and has been a real powerful spokesperson for women's issues.
Okay.
And then in the area of business was Jill Boaster White, who is the CEO of Transitions Mental Health. And Jill has brought into our community Slow the Stigma, which has been a great program to help people understand that mental health is out there and we need to have more conversations about that.
So those are the three winners from last year. So we're looking for the same three categories this year.
Correct. Yeah, same three categories. So women who really, you know, as I shared the backgrounds of some of these women, it might actually jog the memory of people who want to nominate somebody who has that kind of either that kind of powerful background or maybe not so much, flies underneath the radar, but always is giving above and beyond and making a contribution to our county.
All right. So tell me about what it takes to be able to nominate somebody. If you've got somebody that you think would be a good nomination, I've got two or three people in mind right now. So what does it take to nominate them?
All you have to do is go to our website, which is slowomen.org. And there's the application. The application is quite simple, but, you know, really try to put into that application some of the outstanding things that that woman has done, because the better it's written, the more likely they are to win. We don't judge the nominees here in our county. We go out to other commissions outside of our county, and those ladies will be judging.
Oh, very good. So you have kind of a nonpartisan view there.
Exactly.
Right. When all is said and done. And then one of the things that you gave me, and I didn't realize that this isn't the nomination form here, this is actually a form for some advertising. So obviously you've got some people in the program for this that you'd like some help with that as well.
Yeah, we're always looking for sponsors or people who would like to advertise in our program. It's very reasonable. You can go to our slowomen.org and find all of that on our website. But we are really looking for some sponsors this year that want to support these women.
And then you're also holding a luncheon that you're going to be able to recognize some of the people and recognize some of the sponsors as well.
Exactly.
All right. So again, if you'd like some more information, there's business card, half page, full page ads that you can do there. And that has to be in by January the 15th, 2019. I like the way that you put, you're looking for supporters of women's issues as they support the recognition of women who have made a difference in the lives of others here in San Luis Obispo County.
Correct.
Very, very good. Now, I know that you have another event coming up that you wanted to make sure that we talk to people about.
So on December 4th, between the hours of 4 and 7 p.m., we are holding a unique drive. It is called Helping Women and Girls, period. And the reason why this drive is happening is it's to collect feminine hygiene products for those in need, especially in shelters. It is the number one thing in homeless shelters that is needed because it's not something that is donated. So we got together collectively as a commission, and typically every December we like to do an open house and invite all of the nonprofits in, the Board of Supervisors, but we thought, let's do something different. Let's give back to the community in a different way.
Okay.
So this drive, again, is 100% about supporting ECHO, which is El Camino Homeless Organization.
Yep.
And that is based in Atascadero. They, when we came up with this idea, we thought, you know, we know feminine hygiene products is not something we talk about a lot.
It's not. It's honestly, and especially for some of the guys out there, it's a little uncomfortable.
It makes people uncomfortable.
Talking, yeah. You know, about pads and tampons and all the different things. There are gentlemen out there that have trouble even saying those words out loud.
True.
Luckily, I'm not one of them. So I'm happy to be able to help here, and I have no problem as a strong male in my household going out and buying a box of tampons and donating them to somebody in need, which is what it's all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's 2018, Andy. We shouldn't be shy on talking about things like this. Half the population have to deal with this. And so, again, it's kind of bringing awareness that this is what we have to deal with. And those that are homeless don't have the kind of resources to be able to purchase these types of things.
Well, and I have to tell you, it is something embarrassingly enough that I never would have thought of.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that was the thing why we got behind it so strong was because it shocked us. Mm-hmm. When we started hearing from some of the shelters, we were just shocked. You know, it's not something you can help as a woman. And for, you know, all of the trials and tribulations they're going through if they're in a shelter, this doesn't need to be one.
Right. On top of that, you're right. It absolutely does not. So what are we looking for people to do? This is all the gathering is going to take place on the 4th.
It is. Yeah. So there's two locations, actually. We're trying to make this very easy for people. We're doing a drive-by and drop-off situation.
Okay.
So in front of the county government building on Monterey Street, you can, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on December 4th, drive by and drop off your sealed boxes of tampons or pads, and commissioners will be there ready to accept those and take those from you. The same thing is happening at the ECHO location in Atascadero as well.
Now, I'm the kind of guy that I like to get down to the nuts and bolts here. When I walk into my local grocery store to make that purchase so that I can donate, is there a specific size, type, anything? How do I tell which ones to buy?
Absolutely anything is needed. And
okay.
All shapes, sizes, everything is needed. So
okay.
Whatever you choose to pick up, we're happy to take.
Okay, sounds good. And for anybody out there listening, there are plenty of places. I know some of the big box stores, it's from experience, that's where some of your best deals are as well.
Correct.
So give what you can and be able to help out.
And if you aren't able to come to our drive, please go to our website, give us a phone call, and we will manage to go and pick them up from you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, if by chance we've got somebody listening that would love to help, but they are absolutely not going to walk into the store and make that purchase for you. Are you accepting cash donations for something like that as well?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah. And so if somebody needs to do that, probably the best bet just to get a hold of you and go from there.
That would be
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
And before we go today, I know you wanted to talk about the survey that the Commission on the Status of Women in Slo County has going on that, to help you get some information. Tell me about that.
Yeah, for the last 7 years, we have been doing an annual survey, and we try to reach out to as many women as we can, and women of all different ages and nationalities, so that we can find out what is most affecting them, good and bad, in our county. We take that information, collate it, and deliver it to our supervisors. This way we can, when they're voting on an issue, say it's housing or something like that, we can say, hey, this has been a top issue, and the trend is getting worse, not better. So we really need you to look at this. So that's the kind of power that the survey gives us.
Okay, and how do people take the survey? What's the best way to get them to do that?
Best way really is online at our website, which is www.slowomen.org. There is the survey both in English and in Spanish as well.
Okay, so if you want a voice in some of the things that, that maybe people take a look at, you want people to know what kind of issues you're having, this is the survey to take, and then it gets passed on from there, right?
Exactly.
All right. Once again, we've been talking with Paula Offerhide and Christine Knoffs. They're with the Commission on the Status of Women, Slo County, and a couple of different events coming up. Now, we will also post this online if you missed any of this. And ladies, thank you so much for coming by to see us today.
Thank you, Andy.